This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Enjoy this, but even if you're not into pickup trucks, you're going to learn a lot because pickup trucks in 2016, 2017 are a whole lot different than the pickup trucks of yesterday. We have a very special guest standing by, and we're going to be talking about a gamut of things, including the new Ford Raptor, which is the best-selling product ever by the specialty car building side of Ford. It's called a different couple of different things over the years. We're also going to be talking about the new Chevrolet Silverado HD Duramax diesel, as well as give you an inside peek at some new products from Jeep, as well as a couple of new products around the corner from Ford. And this is the return of some famous names, and lots of people are going to be happy about that. This past week, speaking of trucks, driven a couple recently, I had a Toyota Tacoma pickup truck just a few weeks back. And this week I've been driving, I've nicknamed it unfairly. When I write my story for the new website, North American Driver, which is an update, and of course, when I write my story for my own AutoWorldRadio.com, I'm not going to name it this, but it's kind of a non-truck truck, but I really, really like it. I've been driving the 2017 Ridgeline Black Edition, and it's a cool-looking vehicle, and I know a very special guest has had extensive experience with the Ridgeline. So who is this guy? This guy is an alumnus like myself of Motor Trend. When he was at Motor Trend, he was both on the Motor Trend side as well as the editor-in-chief of Truck Trend magazine, because he truly is an expert when it comes to trucks. And so the folks at cars.com, and in particular pickuptrucks.com, sought him out to make him editor-in-chief. He joins us live from California, and he is not only a great automotive journalist, but he's also a great friend. Mark Williams, thank you so much for joining us. Oh, okay, no problem. We got a few more minutes for Mark, so I may have to do a little bit of that reintroduction once again. But let me tell you about some of the other things going on in the automotive world. The SEMA show, the big Las Vegas event, that's an industry-only event, will be happening, as usual, the first week of November. Unfortunately, due to my present health situation, which is getting better, but still needs some more time and some more care from great doctors. I won't be there this year doing my usual radio stuff like I had done for the previous 20 years, but I'm going to have a reporter out there reporting back to us. SEMA is, like I say, an industry-only event. You're going to be in the automotive industry building parts or accessories for automobiles. Those are the exhibitors, as well as the car companies. It's the largest of a place on Earth that you'll ever imagine. It's like the equivalent of about 9 football fields or even longer. I don't know how many miles it covers in Las Vegas at the convention center and spills out into the parking areas and the open areas. For years, they've said, you know, they should make this a public event. And the SEMA folks have talked about doing it. Last year, they had a first-time public event after the show had finished, and there were over 100,000 people that attend this show. It's exhausting, to be honest with you. I mean, it just to cover it, it's exhausting. For the exhibitors, they're long days as well, but we'll never see more reels in one place than you do at the SEMA show. I mean, you'll see two entire floors, and when I say floors, I'm meaning convention hall floors of distributors, manufacturers, and people who are in the aftermarket wheel business. The same thing with tires, an entire exhibition hall devoted to tires. And in the recent years, the car companies, when I say recent, let's say the last 10 or 15 years, the car companies have really jumped on board. There have been a number of North American debuts at this show. Honda's Civic, the reincarnated Civic that they redid after a little misstep just a few years back. They introduced the coupe variant at the show. Ford has used it to unveil the Raptor product that we're going to be talking with Mark a little while into this hour. And, of course, they show off concept vehicles. One of the stars at last year's show, being the arrested adolescent that I am and being a fan of the Dodge Challenger, they showed off a all-wheel drive version of the Challenger. I had said to Ralph Giles, who was who still is a major player at FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, but Ralph has gone back to what he used to be, and that is he's the chief designer both for the exterior as well as the interior of every single brand within FCA. So we're talking Chrysler, we're talking Dodge, we're talking Ram, we're talking Fiat. And, of course, at one time there was a separate division called SRT for sporting vehicles, but now that those have been folded into the Dodge brand, and Alfa Romeo is part of that as well. And we may see additional brands as these two companies that continue to have great success together. But I said to my good friend Ralph Giles, you know, what that you do, you know, an all-wheel drive variant of, you know, the Challenger, the truck driver. I said to him, have you thought about it? He said, yeah, we thought about it. But it looks like that's what they're going to do, as the Challenger, which has been around since 2008, 2009, a major refresh just a couple of years back, significant refresh, you could almost call it, semi-all new. But nevertheless, it's going to be replaced for the 2019 model year, and it will be built off an Alfa Romeo platform, which is good news. I've heard rumblings from one person that both the Chrysler 300 and the Dodge Charger and the Challenger will switch to front-wheel drive, and I can't imagine that. Please, God in heaven above, don't let that happen. Keep these vehicles rear-wheel drive. They need to be rear-wheel drive in order to be true performance cars, in my opinion. We may see a great, you know, going out with a bang, so to speak. They've got this prototype running around Detroit. My spies there are telling me, you know, that they've got a Hellcat, that amazing 707 Hemi engine. It's the same 6. It's actually slightly smaller, 6.2-liter Hemi engine in the Hellcat, but it's got a big supercharger on it, pumping it up to 707 horsepower. And we may see a follow-up to that, the project car at SEMA last year, going out the door, an all-wheel drive variant of that vehicle. And that would be amazing. Maybe we'll actually put all that power to the ground. That's what we've seen from a lot of manufacturers in recent times in supercars. But there are all-wheel drive, even high-end sports cars. We're going to take a pit stop when we come back on the other side. We'll talk to Mark, and I'll finish my comment about sports cars, SEMA, and muscle cars. cars. It's all here on Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at 100.jcwhitney.com. 100.jcwhitney.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot
rod? Thank you so much for being here. I'm sound a little bit different this week. Digital equipment is in the shop for some repairs, and I will be back in normal state-of-the-art high fidelity next week at this time. Before we bring forth our very, very special guest, I'll just finish my rant a little bit about FEMA and about last year them showing a Challenger ADR, I believe it was called, American Drag Racer, with all-wheel drive. And the rumors is that, the rumor out of Detroit, and my spies in Detroit tell me there's a Hellcat running around with all-wheel drive. Now, of course, we're supposed to see the Trackhawk, the Jeep Cherokee version SRT, instead of a Trailhawk, it will be called a Trackhawk. We still haven't seen that, but that's in the making. So the 707 horsepower Hemi V8 can get along with all-wheel drive because it's kind of in the Jeep. So as I said to Ralph Giles many, many years ago, why don't you think about doing an all-wheel drive version? This was one where it was just a plain SRT with, you know, at one time only 425 horsepower before it went to the 6.4 liter with 485 horsepower. And he said, we're thinking about it. Well, I certainly hope. What a way to go out, because it's the trend. I mean, in the high-end luxury sports car marketplace, I mean, a Porsche 911 Turbo has all-wheel drive to put the power to the ground. The GTR from Nissan, all-wheel drive. Jag with their beautiful F-Type R. It was originally rear drive, great for burnouts, but didn't put all the power to the road. They went to all-wheel drive with that. There's a Ferrari now with all-wheel drive. Unless you've got a mid-engine vehicle or you've got a rear-engine vehicle, the only way to get added traction, you know, is to go with the all-wheel drive. So let's hope that before we see the replacement for the Challenger, that we do, in fact, get to see that all-wheel drive version. That would be exquisite. Well, our very special guest has arrived here on the scene. I know he was very, very busy today, so I so appreciate him taking time out of his slam schedule to join us. As I mentioned, he is an alumnus, like myself, of Motor Trend, where he not only worked on the Motor Trend side of the fence, but was editor-in-chief of Chart Trend. He had one of the corner offices at our facility on Wilshire Boulevard when Motor Trend was there, and some interesting signage on his door and around his door that I always laughed about and loved seeing. He, like myself, has moved on to other things, and the folks at Cars.com tapped into his vast talent, where he is now not only with Cars.com, but he's editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com. And he is not only a tremendous, great automotive journalist, but he's also a great friend, Mark Williams. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bob. It's a pleasure to be here. And I think I like this huskier Bob Long voice now. It's, your voice was already great for radio, but now it seems to have taken it to another level. That's fantastic.
Oh, well, thank you, Mark. I appreciate that. But so let's talk a little bit about a bunch of things. We got the Raptor to talk about. We got the Silverado to talk about. Can't wait to hear about the new products upcoming for Ford and the return of some great names and also some great news from Jeep. But why don't we begin by talking about the Ridgeline, because it's really fresh on my mind. I've had a couple of trucks recently. I had the Tacoma pickup truck with an OEM tonneau cover, which I thought was great. The aftermarket people certainly are not going to like that, but it was extraordinarily well done. And kudos to Toyota for offering that right straight from the factory. But the Ridgeline, as I joked a little bit before you joined us, that, you know, when I write my review of this, which is going up on a new website called North American Driver, it's not up yet, so don't check it out yet, NorthAmericanDriver.com, and my own Auto World Radio website. I was going to call it the non-truck truck, but in fact, that is not an accurate statement because it is a truck, and it's a truck that I like a whole lot, Mark. I've really enjoyed my experience in the 2017. This is an all-new variant of the Ridgeline. It has more of a trucky look, and it certainly, instead of saying four-wheel drive on the back, it says all-wheel drive. It's a unique truck offering for a certain person. It's not for an F-150 buyer. This is for somebody else. And it has some really neat features, including you can do tailgating with this and blast whatever you're playing, AM, FM, Sirius XM, or a Bluetooth connected device or a USB device or whatever device you got in the pickup truck bed. So, Mark, I am very impressed with Ridgeline. Tell us your thoughts.
Yeah, it's you're exactly right. As far as calling it, is it a truck or is it a non-truck? I think that's going to be the big debate with this vehicle for anybody who's interested in buying or interested in something like this that can do truck things. It all depends on how you define a pickup truck. If the way you define a pickup truck is, a powerful torquey engine, a ladder frame, suspension that, can carry a lot of weight and heavy loads and can tow a lot, well, then maybe this isn't a truck. But if you're going to define a pickup truck as something that is very versatile, that can do a lot of different things, that can carry, more than 1,000 pounds. In fact, the Ridgeline can carry almost 1,500 pounds. And I think it's rated to tow 5,000 pounds. And it can solve a lot of problems that most people have in their life if they need to carry, gear from one place to another. Then maybe this is a pickup truck. So it depends on what your needs are. It doesn't have that ladder frame. It has kind of a unibody construction, more similar to the Honda Pilot, really, than to a traditional pickup truck. But just like you're calling attention to, Honda has done a great job of including some very unique features as well as making it capable of doing some very traditional pickup truck things that essentially the majority of people are going to need. If they need a pickup truck, they'll be able to do and solve all the problems that they might have with this new Ridgeline. And from our experience, it's been pretty amazing. In fact, it's been very surprising. You'd expect it to get good gas mileage. You'd expect it to get good traction with an all-wheel drive system. But it also handles pretty well just driving around town, whether you've got 1,000 pounds in the bed or if it's just running around empty. And we've done a little bit of towing with it, too, and it does very well handling. I think the heaviest load that we've towed with it is about 3,500 pounds, and it's a strong V6. So as long as you don't need to maybe tow, a max trailer across the country up and down high altitude grade, this vehicle, the Ridgeline, is going to solve probably just about every problem that you could throw at it, including, just like you say, being the master tailgater, because it has that bed speaker system where they literally hook up the resonators to the back of the composite bed, turning it into one giant speaker that you can turn up your radio and listen, just like you say, the XM radio or your favorite CD, and blast that music pumping straight out of the bed into, whatever open area you might be wanting to do the barbecuing or
queuing
up for the... Absolutely. Hold that button.
Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here today. We are talking trucks with the editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com, Mark Williams. And Mark's got a whole lot to tell us about. And, Mark, why don't we talk about the Raptor? Everybody loves the Raptor. It's amazing to me. Would you go back in Ford limited edition sporting product history, what it was called, SVO for special vehicle operations, with the Mustangs, and then it was called SVT. We saw multiple different vehicles. We saw a Focus. We saw, of course, Mustang. We saw the first F-150 Lightning. And now, of course, it's been rebranded again, yet another name. But bottom line is this is an amazing achievement. This is the best-selling product. When you line up all those products over the year, none of them has sold as well as the first-generation Raptor. And now we have a second generation upon us.
Yeah, this is going to be pretty exciting because we've been waiting a couple of years for this new Raptor to come out. And now just at the State Fair of Texas, they told us exactly how much horsepower and torque it's going to have. It's also going to have a 10-speed transmission. And so it should be incredibly interesting to see how people react to this. But my guess is every single one Ford makes, they're going to buy and it'll probably be one of the vehicles with the lowest days on sale of any vehicle that's out there.
Isn't that remarkable? Mark, power plant-wise, I know, the Ford GT supercar is going to use, surprisingly, an eco-boosted V6 pumped up to 600 or a little bit more horsepower. What about the Raptor? Have they stuck with the V8?
know that they've moved away from the V8. They're going to use their 3.5-liter EcoBoost engine. It's obviously brought them a lot of success, both on the half-ton truck pickup side, and now on both the midsize and full-size SUVs are also going to use that. But they've tuned this a little bit different. So it's got a slightly different cylinder head on it. It's got some different injectors. It's got slightly bigger and more powerful turbos. So it's and it's twin turbos, of course, too. So 450 horsepower, that's going to be pumping out a peak torque of 510 foot-pounds of torque. So it's going to have plenty of power to be faster and lighter, because obviously now it's aluminum, than any Raptor that that's ever been.
Yeah, that's a significant pump up. Recently, I drove the all-new Ford Explorer Platinum Edition, which has the 3.5-liter EcoBoost, which is up to, I believe, 370 horsepower. And that's a great performing engine. Of course, you got a four-cylinder offering in the midsize Explorer SUV, and whoever would believe that, combined with the EcoBoost technology, Ford is really behind that. Let's talk about the Raptor suspension pieces and the off-roading capability. Is this one going to outdo the previous generation in that area?
Well, they've definitely upgraded the suspension. They've put in bigger and actually better heat dissipation shock. So more oil. They have remote reservoirs in the Fox Racing shocks that are on the Raptor still. So it literally is going to be able to take more of that power that's going to be generated from that power plant and do a better job of running flat out through the desert, just like it was able to do before. But, you know, theoretically, because this is a lighter package, it's going to have a better power to weight ratio. And with the upgraded steering, the steering box on this new Raptor, it should make it maybe be, you know, offer more precision, whether you're going at high speeds or lower speeds when you're doing either rock crawling or desert blasting. So, I mean, in almost every single way, when you look at this on paper, this should be the greatest, best Raptor that's ever been out there before.
Oh, folks are going to love it. I know there's a blue first generation in my neighborhood. And as I mentioned before, the gentleman keeps it on display at all times. Let's talk about another vehicle which is going to be of interest to lots of folks. Heavy-duty version turbo diesel of the Silverado. This is the Duramax HD. I'm a big fan of these modern-day diesel power plants. And once again, we're seeing the application of diesel. Of course, historically, we've seen trucks with diesels, but again, these modern diesels are wonders.
Oh, absolutely. And you mentioned the Duramax. It's obviously been a staple and a solid performer for all the Silverado and the Sierra heavy-duty vehicles. In fact, in the last couple of big heavy-duty tests that we've done over the last 4 or 5 years, that Duramax has been the one that's been the most livable, the most powerful, and the best towing vehicle, both at high altitudes and at sea level. So now with this 2017 model heavy-duty pickup trucks, whether, just like I said, Silverado or Sierra, this is essentially an all-new 6.6 liter Duramax turbo diesel engine now. So it's been touched in almost every single way from the engineers, and now it's pumping out over 900 foot-pounds of torque to better compete with the Cummins and the Powerstroke diesels, which have both been completely redone since the last time we saw a new Duramax. So now this just begs for us to do a brand new heavy duty comparison shootout to pit these three big monster turbo diesels against each other on some of the steepest and tallest hill climbs that we can find around the country. And that's exactly what we're going to want to do in this upcoming year. So that's something that we're looking forward to, and we have high hopes for this new Duramax. But just like I said, the Powerstroke and the Cummins that it competes with directly are not going to go quietly, so it should be a pretty fun test.
Yeah, that should be a great comparison test. And it all can be found at pickuptrucks.com. Mark, I'm sure there's a listener of multiple or thousands of people that have never logged on to pickuptrucks.com. Why don't you take a few minutes here to tell us what they can expect and what kind of goodies you've got out there right now?
Yeah, we try to cover everything that relates to pickup trucks. So that might be new regulations, that might be monthly sales by the different manufacturers that make pickup trucks, and it might be any particular news. Like just in this last week, Ford is the first manufacturer that makes pickup trucks that has decided to, in preparation for what they're expecting to be kind of a sluggish economy over the next couple of months, they're the first manufacturers to literally try to reduce their days on sale of their half-ton pickup trucks. So they're going to close down the Ford F-150 plant in Kansas City for probably a week, maybe even 2 weeks, depending on what the response is in the marketplace. But they're trying to do this in preparation of a slowdown in sales that they're expecting. So news like that, stuff that's happening today, tomorrow, and the next day, as well as the big comparison tests we do, anything related to pickup trucks, we're going to try to write about it. If you have any suggestions, feel free to make any comments about any of the stories that we post. And we go through a lot of those different posts, those comments to the stories, and pull out a lot of future story ideas as well, too. So we just had a chance to spend a little bit of time with the new Toyota Tacoma TRD Pro, which is, it's not exactly a Raptor fighter, but it is a very strong off-road vehicle, maybe the strongest off-road vehicle with the exception of the Raptor that's out there, both full-size and mid-size, maybe even if you include all the SUVs. And I'll do this. I'll throw this gauntlet out there. A lot of Jeeps would not compare very well against this Tacoma TRD Pro. It's incredible with the technology that they've packed into this new vehicle.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Hold that thought.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete tear-down and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We are back live all across North America, a radio station around the world. I get lots of emails from folks from Australia, and, Russia, and you name it, the UK. We've got listeners all over the place, and a great network website, GCN5.com, where you can listen to the show not only live, but in podcast form. You can download that, archive form, or on-demand form. Mark Williams is with us, editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com, and we've been talking about a gamut of things. And Mark, why don't we look into the future? Conan O'Brien, for many, many years, even after the year 2000, had this comedy skit that used to be, he used to go, the year 2000, and then he would shine a flashlight on himself while wearing a black hood. He and his co-host Andy Richter used to do that as a regular skit even well into the 2000s. But we're going to do a little of that right now. We're going to look into the automotive future. So we'll say in the year 2018, let's see what's going to be happening maybe for 18, 19, or 20. Ford is going to be resurrecting a vehicle that sold tremendously well for them. They're bringing back the Ranger, and they're also resurrecting a name from the past. Tell us about some future products from Ford.
Yeah, this is nothing official from Ford has been stated yet, but there have been a couple of news reports from some statements that were made from representatives of plants, Ford plants, from union members that do indicate that it sounds like some of the upcoming refurbished plants are going to be making some new products like a Ford Ranger and even a Ford Bronco, which would be pretty phenomenal. Of course, the Ford Ranger, we know we used to have in this marketplace until Ford decided to kind of steer away from that and invest a lot of their time and energy on their half-ton F-150. It's worked out very well for them. But in the meantime, the midsize pickup truck segment seems to have been exploding quite a bit, with GM making their Chevy Colorado and their GMC Canyon, and some success coming from Toyota selling a lot of Tacomas, and just like we mentioned before, the Honda Ridgeline making a pretty good-sized comeback. So there seems to be more attention in that segment, and it looks like Ford is moving in that direction to offer a direct competitor to those vehicles as well in the form of the Ford Ranger, which is very popular overseas in Australia, just like you mentioned before, and in South America, very, very popular work truck there. But it's going to have to probably do a better job of adhering to some of the governmental regulations, specifically airbag regulations, if they're going to be making that vehicle here for this market. And it's probably going to have to go through some kind of size shift, because it's a pretty big vehicle overseas, almost in some cases taking up the amount of space as a regular cab short bed F-150. So as long as they can do a good job differentiating that midsize Ranger with the full-size F-150, it seems like that could be a great vehicle to give that midsize segment a little more competition. And who wouldn't love to have another Ford Bronco available out there to go directly against, you know, maybe a Jeep Wrangler or a Jeep Grand Cherokee or yeah, Toyota 4Runner? I mean, it's a pretty elite crowd, at least, that have those very strong and reputable names. But the Ford Bronco is definitely one of them. I hope they do something very interesting and very cool with it.
I do, too. And, you know, we're getting some emails about the Ridgeline, that people saying that they really like the look of the vehicle. And it's true, when I was driving around, true, I've got a limited edition model called the Black Edition, which is black inside and out, and even has the black wheels. But I noticed, you know, the face, the front end of Ridgeline this time around, they did it a whole lot better. It's a lot more truck-looking.
So yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, when the first generation Ridgeline came out, there were a lot of people shaking their heads and smacking their foreheads going, what was Honda thinking? But, I mean, they did a pretty good job with it for the number of years that it was on sale. At its peak, it probably sold about 3,500 of them a month, and that was just fine with them. But you're absolutely right. In this new generation, they've tried to make it a little more traditionally truck-looking. So it's got that traditional kind of bed extension that goes horizontally out, and it's got the more softer, rounder edges of the front end to look more familiar, more like the Honda Pilot. So it seems to be a much better combination of traditional pickup truck with, you know, maybe the softer edges of what people are expecting from vehicles that have to do multiple things, have to also drive around town very comfortably, but also work hard when you need it to.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think Ford should definitely dive into this market with a new Ranger, because with the GM success of their products, plus, like you said, the Tacoma, I mean, there's a market for it, no doubt about it. And speaking of markets, this one is a little bit more official, because I know they had a dealer meeting and some information leaked out of this dealer meeting, folks at FCA. And I understand that we're going to be seeing some interesting Jeeps in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Jeep has been kind of laying hints about this for a while, and they've officially stated that they are going to be doing a pickup truck, probably in that midsize segment as well, too. But they need to be very, very careful. And from all the grumblings we're hearing from the engineers, they are going to be very careful about making sure this pickup truck that is likely to be based off of some version of maybe a Jeep Wrangler Unlimited platform, but they're going to make sure that it has all the characteristics of a real Jeep and not make it more pickup truck and less Jeep-like. So this is still going to be a very competitive four-wheel drive pickup truck, but offer a lot of those, you know, traditional Jeep characteristics that everybody seems to love so much. How many of these they're going to sell? I'm not exactly sure. If it's still going to need to carry a lot of weight like a pickup truck, and it's still going to need to be able to tow like a pickup truck, but it can't just be another, you know, maybe a lifted Ridgeline from Jeep. Maybe that doesn't make so much sense to me. So it's going to be a very interesting engineering exercise, and it's going to be a very interesting thing for them to market to the public as well, too, trying to convince us that we need a Jeep pickup truck in this marketplace. But, yeah, just like we're saying, it seems this midsize segment, if any segment, seems like it could take a few more choices for the consumer, it seems that midsize segment is that one.
Absolutely. The other rumor regarding Jeep, I don't know if you can shed any light on this, but there's been rumors of a Grand Wagoneer coming back into the marketplace. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, well, I know that Mike Manley, so he was the head of Jeep for a while, and now he's essentially the head of all Jeep and all Ram truck as well, too. So he's gotten a few promotions since I last heard him talk about this. But he made no bones about it when he first started at Jeep, Jesus, probably almost 7 years now, that he wanted a full line, that he wanted everything from a Grand Wagoneer all the way on down to a very capable, small little crossover type of Jeep. So the Grand Wagoneer has always been something that he's kind of pushed the Jeep brand to include. So this makes perfect sense. And I have no doubt that he's going to want to bring back that name, which has incredible cachet, and offer, the biggest Jeep that's out there. And I'm sure it's going to be capable, if not the most capable off-road vehicle in that segment. Whether it's a full-size SUV like a Tahoe or like an Expedition, or whether it's just a little bit smaller than that, like, maybe a larger Ford Explorer, we'll have to wait and see. But I know he's got his engineers working on platforms and working on new technologies for that four-wheel drive system. So that should be very interesting. And I don't know if there's an exact date on it, but I'm sure something's going to be out before 2018 or at least 2020.
Okay, very good. And as usual, Mark, you're just chock full of all kinds of great information. And folks, you should check out pickuptrucks.com and see all the great work that Mark and his team do for you. And in today's world, you can access it 24/7 at pickuptrucks.com. Interestingly, we continue to get arguments about the Ridgeline, but more positive than negative. And don't forget, Mark, we named the Ridgeline the Motor Trend Truck of the Year when we were both there.
That's right. The first generation was very popular. I remember that. That was a big deal.
It certainly was. It's always a big deal having you on the show. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, Bob. I'll talk to you soon.
That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
Konica, the German Shepherd that I rescued, was stinky, skinny, and scrawny, full of skin rashes and scratching. And I started feeding Konica Dynavite, and he became such a happier, itch-free, stink-free dog that I dug deeper into the website.
DINOVITE.com.
What if, in addition to Dynavite, we do the raw beef and the egg diet and see what happens? Forget all these 50-pound bags, the formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways. This dog's as close to a wolf as you can get. They're carnivores. With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and Super Omega on top of it, it just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit. It's unbelievable. Hey, if you're thinking about rescuing a dog, you got to start them out on Dynavite, DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.